Hello and welcome. It's hour number three. Ben Maller radio show, podcast format, 5 stars. Tell a friend, subscribe. You subscribe to this podcast, you'll also get the 5th hour podcast. You can subscribe to that one. It's got its own channel. But here in hour number three, the rare and appropriate NBA monologue, Dame Lillard. Not playing right now. He was injured. Didn't play in the game last night for Portland. But he wants the Blazers to trade for a 76ers star. What are the odds of Ben Simmons? Yeah, that guy, Ben Simmons, being traded to Portland, Portlandia. We will discuss that and much more right now in hour number three. Let's make a deal. Why not? Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we are like a duck to water, coast to coast, quack, quack, border to border and beyond on the vast and extremely powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the cast, not broadcasting, wish casting. The Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere off the grid in the North Woods, like ships passing in the night. As we're back at it again, the big story in sports, the Patriots, the number one seed, number one in the AFC as they
number one
over the Buffalo Bills. And we'll get back to that story later on a windy, chilly Buffalo night. I just wish it had been a little colder. And the snow had been sticking. That would have made it a more enjoyable watch. The wind was, it's good TV, but it would have been even better TV had the conditions been a little more troubling. Anyway, our lead this hour comes from the Association and the rare and appropriate NBA monologue before Christmas. As the NBA gets set for the unofficial start, which does begin at the end of the month. We are now 18 days away from the real beginning of the NBA season. This is a soft launch. These are just warm-up games. Some noise coming out of the Pacific Northwest. It's a bi-coastal story. Now, the Blazers, while we were away, blew up the front office. They hit the dynamite button and said, kaboom! Neil Olshey, a former Clippers executive, was unceremoniously dumped from Portland for being a tough boss. He broke Blazer guidelines, front office guidelines. I guess he was a tough boss. People didn't like him. They wanted to get rid of him. So they got rid of him. He's gone and he'll never work in the NBA again. Highly unlikely that he does work in the NBA. Now there is noise of a trade possibility, which is odd. Normally, you need to have an established GM to make a trade, but in the NBA, we know who's running the show. And so if you have not heard, we have recently learned that Damian Lillard, the superstar in Portland, is looking to get the ball rolling on a deal. He would like a transaction. Now, does he want to leave outbound from Portland? No. He wants to have someone come inbound to join him in Portland at the Rose Garden there. That would be 76ers guard Ben Simmons. Yeah, to go coast to coast, to go from Philly to Portland. Now, I don't know if Ben Simmons would like to play in Portland. He's one of these guys hanging out with the Kardashians and living the baller lifestyle. But apparently he does, right? Behind a paywall on The Athletic, a story popped up here that Dame Lillard has let it be known that he's very much interested in a partnership on the court that would allow Ben Simmons to be his running mate. Now, Simmons confirming the story because he liked a social media post from the Bleacher Report that discussed the idea of Lillard and Simmons teaming up and forming Voltron in the Pacific Northwest. So let us discuss. Now, Ben Simmons is still doing the limbo in Philly. He is out of sorts there, and he's hanging out, not even getting hemorrhoids on the bench most of the time. He's just persona non grata. So, as we discussed, the question, what are the odds of Ben Simmons getting traded to Portland? So, I am going to set the line at the Mather Sportsbook at plus 400. If you're not familiar with odds or just bad at math, that implies a 20% chance. 20% chance. I believe I'm going high on this, but I'm going 20%. I've got herbs and spices, rubber stamp, and Super Mario Brothers. And we will combine all of this together, and that will be the foundation of this Mallet monologue. Now, first of all, Damian Lillard is the one wearing the pants in the relationship now with the Trailblazers. There's no one there that has final cut, final edit. Dame Lillard's the guy. Now, I know some are saying that's not the case. I believe it to be different. I believe that Lillard now has the full superstar package, that because of comments that were associated to him about wanting to leave the Blazers and because of those stories, there's a lot of paranoia. So that means he is the de facto general manager. The Blazers, as an organization from ownership down, are hell-bent on keeping Dame time on Pacific time in the Pacific Northwest. And so what Lillard wants, the Blazers are going to try to pacify Lillard and try to get him what he wants. So if I am correct on my hypothesis, and if that is green light go, that Lillard does want Ben Simmons, Lillard knows the current ingredients, that the recipe is not selling, it has not worked, and it is unlikely to work the way the Blazers are currently constructed. So he would like to change and put some different herbs and spices into the recipe. And so he has sent subliminal messages over the past couple of months about Ben Simmons. This is not the first time this connection has been made, this connecting of the dots. Now, back in September, we were not paying attention when the NFL season kicked off. Damian Lillard liked a photoshopped image of him and Ben Simmons wearing Trailblazer uniforms next to each other. Oh, that's a sign. That is a sign. So at least they seem to be on the same page, that they want to play together. Now, Ben Simmons might just be at the point he wants to go anywhere, that he's just tired of not playing and he wants to play for anyone not named the 76ers. You'd have to ask him. He's not available to do interviews. Now, I don't doubt that conversations have taken place, and I don't doubt that Damian Lillard said, okay, let's make the deal. Now, secondly, the problem is always that it takes two to tango. Now, the stars run the show in the NBA. To a point, the Blazers are down with the courtship. Lillard and Simmons can whisper sweet nothings online to each other until the cows come home, and it does not matter. Why? Because this is different. This is the exception to the rule, that Ben Simmons has gone full scorched earth in Philadelphia with his actions. The fans don't like him. The front office is frustrated. They're pulling what little hair they have left out. And so because the 76ers front office, a.k.a. Daryl Morey, has to rubber stamp, he has to put the rubber stamp down on the deal, then Philly is locked in this high-stakes game of poker with Ben Simmons, and they have him under contract for a lot of money, and they're finding him. They don't have to pay him most of that money because every time he's away and he doesn't go to a road game or something like that, they can take money away, but he is a big piece to the pie. He is a flawed piece to the pie. But the Sixers, the problem here that Portland has is the Sixers need to get a blue chip player back. First round draft picks are rather meaningless unless you have a top two or three pick. And even then, it's scattershot in the NBA. It used to be there was a time if you had a top five, top 10 pick, you were guaranteed to get a player that is wonderful. Those days are long gone, like a house by the side of the road. So any trade Portland would make, they wouldn't even want to trade first-round picks because, as many people in that business have told me, when you're in a town like Portland, it's not L.A. You can't trade. The Clippers and Lakers have both traded many first-round picks for the next decade. They don't care about first-round picks because they know that free agents want to play there. Portland is a different animal. Portlandia, nobody's dying to go to Portland to play unless you're from there. And so that becomes a problem. So you need those first-round picks. So you don't want to trade away seven first-round picks. And then you can build the trade around C.J. McCollum. Now, C.J. McCollum is a useful player. Some would say even a good player. But he's a background player. And he sits in the back seat. Dame Lillard drives the bus. And so, well, if you went to Philadelphia, he'd sit behind. And it would be the same dynamic. And it would be Joel Embiid's team. Well, it's different, though. It's a different situation. And also, McCollum's been hurt a lot. That's another factor in this. And you got to excite the fan base. That would Dame Lillard trading for Ben Simmons excite the Blazer fans? Maybe. Would C.J. McCollum coming to Philadelphia excite the Philly fan? No. But I'm still leaving a 20% chance. And I'll tell you why. Because Philly can socially distance away from Simmons. And at some point, they're going to want to cut their losses. And so we're not at that point in the story yet, but when we get to that page in the story, at that point, we'll revisit this. Now, final thought. So the Dame Lillard interest in playing with Ben Simmons is, the word I will use is puzzling. I don't get it. I think Lillard's pretty sharp, and I think he gets, you know, he's obviously one of the top players in the game today, but why would you want to associate yourself with that guy? Dame Lillard's reputation, and I think it's been earned from his performance in big games, he is a swashbuckling gladiator. And he's the kind of guy that has the reputation of eating glass at the end of the game. And not meaning he misses glass. He will eat the glass to get the rebound, to put the ball back in. He demands double teams and all of that. Ben Simmons is the polar opposite. He's at the other part of the solar system. And he's a 75% player, we call Ben Simmons, which means for 75% of the game, he's fine. And then the last 25% of the game, the fourth quarter, Ben Simmons turns into a Super Mario Brothers player, as in Bowser, the villain. He's a turtle. He turtles up in big spots. He suffocates. Things go sideways. He's a liability. We've been through all of this. I'm beating a dead horse. Liability on offense, afraid to shoot. Doesn't make foul shots when he does occasionally get fouled. It's Hacka Simmons because he's terrible and his whole game disappears into thin air. And that's the guy that Dame Lillard wants as his running mate, as his wingman? It makes no sense. So, well, everything will be different in Portland. Why is everything going to be different in Portland? I'm serious question. They're still going to be, if they are in the playoffs, and who knows, it's wide open, the Western Conference, there's a lot of mediocrity in the West. At this point, the season hasn't really even gotten going. But why would things be different? It'll still be pressure. It'll be a different kind of pressure. You won't be in Philly anymore. But it's not like the Blazer fans, the people in the Pacific Northwest, are just going to roll over in Oregon and say, oh, well, we don't care. Miss every foul shot you want. But we're just happy to have you. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, you can join the fun here and get on the bully pulpit at 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. You can join the Festivus of Talk. Later this hour, we have Maller's Mountain of Money. Look forward to that coming up here in a little bit. Trying to save a buck. Also, speaking of that theme, trying to save a buck, could an NBA team, their season be saved because of plant-based goodness? What is that about? We'll get to that as well. We will do it next. My right hand was getting a workout with a remote control.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have yourself a Maller little Christmas. Let your hot take shine. From now on, your Schadenfreude will be mine. Have yourself a Maller little Christmas. Make a game show play. From now on, it's golden tickets all the way. Here we are. hexagons, verbal octagons, and snores.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer playing this brand new Christmas song from our listeners. Ben will give you the details in just a moment. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Fuel for hot.
And live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
A tremendous crooner, Jay Scoop. And Just Josh teaming up yet again. Collaborative effort. Just Josh in Cincinnati, Jay Scoop in Seattle. And he says this song is meant to be a sentimental tribute to the show. He sounds great. Man, outstanding. Have Yourself a Maller Little Christmas, a parody of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, the latest tune from the dynamic duo, a well-decorated dynamic duo, Just Josh and Jay Scoop. But of all the categories, next year when we do the Bennies in 2022, sometime in the spring, and when it's award seasons and we give out the hardware, that's going to be an impossible category. We might have to give out multiple awards in the songwriting category because Just Josh and Jay Scoop.
That was great. Awesome.
I was thinking that we would do just a Christmas award.
Category?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that alone with...
Or holiday, I should say.
Well, we have amazing competition in that with Ohio Al and Mr. PC, Harry in Maine, our buddy in Richmond. These guys, I mean, there's some amazing tunes that we have gotten. So thank you. Bravo. Bravo. Great job, Jay Scoop and Just Josh. Have Yourself a Maller Little Christmas. That'll be played all over. When Santa's delivering the presents, they'll be listening to that song, unless they don't. His name is Gordon. He goes by the name Doug on Twitter for some reason. He's very upset that we have not given hockey scores. Eddie, he wants hockey scores. Can you? No?
Elaine Vigneault got fired as head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers. There's some hockey news for you.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, okay? Derek in Buffalo, the Bills Monster, says, I love your video game references. I very often listen to your show while gaming late at night on my days off. Well, thank you, Derek. And I know that you did not mention the outcome of the Bills game, and you probably were not listening to the opening monologue. Yeah. Jordan says, there's just something about guys named Ben being overwhelmingly disappointing at their job. Well, that's what management would say, Jordan. Management would agree with you on that. Let's see here. Can't read that. We'll skip page down. Let's see here. There was one other one I wanted to read, and I don't know where it is. Anyway, let's go to the phones. I got a lot of tweets to go through. Let's go back to the phones, and we will say hello. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Pick a caller by their name. Let's say hello to beer-drinking Brian. Hello, beer-drinking Brian in the great state of Missouri. He's passed out on the floor. Sounds like he will not be able to speak, which is unfortunate, unless it's not. All right, thank you. We'll hang up on you. Let's go to Phylexis. Oh, you have a murderer's row of callers here. Boy, are you in for a treat. This is like the main course at the restaurant. Phylexis, America's favorite drag queen caller in Buffalo. Hello, Phylexis. What the hell happened to your Bills? Oh, this is going better than I could have ever hoped in my wildest dreams. This is a tremendous radio. Lines are opening up for other people to call in. Let's say hello to, let's see if we get three in a row. We had beer drinking Brian sleeping, Phylexis was sleeping, three in a row. Hollering James in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello, Hollering James. Yes!
Wait.
He woke up. Oh, wait a minute. You woke up.
Damn.
Charlie Brown's teacher.
Back off from the phone, man.
Eat that thing.
You do not need to eat the receiver of the phone hollering, James. You're going to break the phone because there'll be so much saliva in the phone, it will die.
It's the saliva.
All right.
Maybe he's just babbling because he's not awake.
Yeah, I'm not babbling, Ben. I'm right here.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank God you're there.
My voice is up and down like city cats.
Your voice is up and down like a city cat. Yeah, okay.
Hey, Ben.
Okay. All right, I got to go. Thank you. Thank you. I got to go. Appreciate that.
It's us.
I thought we were going to have history there. We've never had three sleeping callers in a row.
Not
when I've been around.
Not with you, but we had.
You had three in a row before?
I had the voice guy, I had cowboy, and there was a third. Yeah, I've had three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, this is the show that puts you to sleep. Absolutely. Let's say hello to, Credit Card Gordon. I know he's going to be awake because he drinks coffee all night. Hello, Credit Card Gordon. See, now he's pretending to be asleep. I know he's awake. Now he's doing theater now. He's doing improv is what he's doing. He thinks he's funny. Wait till he finds out that if he doesn't talk right now, we're not putting him back on the air. Then he'll start talking because he'll be like, what the hell?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Okay, yes, that's right.
Wow.
Can you believe people actually listen to this crap? I can't believe it either. My God. You know what we need to do? We need to cleanse the lines is what we need to do. We need to cleanse the lines. My goodness. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. So moving on from that, we'll just pretend that didn't happen. No one's listening anyway. Trying to save a buck. That would be the New York Metropolitans. Now, there's a work stoppage going on in baseball right now. The Mets don't have any players, technically, because of the work stoppage. They also don't have a manager. I think they need to address that. Methinks they need a manager, and so the Mets have a wish list, which, of course, they leaked to the public because they're putting this out as a weather balloon to see who the natives would like to be the new manager of the New York Mets. And on that list, the most prominent name is a Buck. Buck Showalter. He managed many teams. He was a manager of the Yankees, the Arizona Diamondbacks, helped start the Diamondbacks franchise early on, the Rangers, the Orioles, made the postseason with everybody except the Texas Rangers. He actually made the postseason with the Baltimore Orioles. Never been to a World Series, had some mild success in the playoffs, but never been to the World Series. And Buck Showalter, at age 65, is a candidate to take over in the Big Apple with the New York Metropolitans. Now, some of the other candidates I'm not very familiar with. Matt Cotraro, is that his name? He's also listed as a candidate. Who else? Brad Ausmus, I heard of him. He sucked with the Tigers. Don Kelly, I remember him as a player. Joe Espada, his name has popped up for a number of these jobs. But the Mets state-sponsored television channel reporting that Buck Showalter has been contacted by the Metropolitans and that other guy, Matt Cotraro. I believe I'm saying, I'm probably butchering the guy's name. I don't know. He spent the last three seasons as the Tampa Bay Rays bench coach, which means he's obsessed with that three-ring binder in the Rays dugout, and he was right there when Kevin Cash made that poor decision, which turned out to be a great decision for the Dodgers to take the bro, I'm risking my life, bro, out of the game in the World Series, and the Dodgers were able to come back and win the game. They're all those guys are kind of around the same age. They're all like their 40s or 50s, except for Buck Showalter. So keep an eye on that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar
LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
So we're going to get to the game here in a moment. I just wanted to mention an NBA team, and I'm being slightly dramatic that an NBA team season could be saved. The Brooklyn Nets are playing okay. I think they could be much better. But there's a story going around that Kyrie Irving, still persona non grata, does not want to get the vaccine. There's a belief that he may be swayed to get the vaccine because they're coming out with a, wait for it, plant-based COVID vaccine. That's right. So it's all the chemicals that everyone, 80% of the population has been taking. They're gonna update it, and it's going to be plant-based. And so the thinking is Kyrie Irving is down for that, that the plant-based dosage, that will inspire him to rejoin the Nets. I would think the thing that will inspire him will be the finances, assuming he hasn't squirreled away tons of money, and assuming that those mansions and those car payments and those things, you still have to pay the bills and the chef and the people around you that hang out and all that stuff. So that would be what would drive him. But there's some that believe this plant-based thing will be the inspiration for Kyrie coming back as a conquering hero to save the Brooklyn Nets down the line in the postseason when things get much, much tougher in pro basketball. Speaking of tough, here we go. Hit that button right there. Hit that
now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
And it is game show time. We play this game every single week at about this time. It's Maller's Mountain of Money. A chance for you to point out your knowledge. It's team competition. So you'll team up with myself or Eddie, Roberto, or Koopa Loop, and whoever gets the most points on the board will be declared the winner of the game. And let's welcome in our contestants. We say hello to Eli from Fresno, Eddie's old stomping grounds. Hello, Eli.
What's going on?
Welcome in, Eli. You're going to play our game. Tell the person in Sheboygan what you're doing for a living.
Oh, I'm out here DoorDashing currently.
DoorDashing, and what are people in Fresno eating in the middle of the night?
McDonald's.
A lot of McDonald's. Yeah.
A lot of McDonald's.
How quick is the turnaround from the McDonald's to the location? How are you, like a 5-minute guy, 10-minute guy? Obviously, I guess it depends on where the people live, but I would think you wouldn't really want to eat McDonald's if it's been sitting around for 20 minutes, you know, right?
Oh yeah, super quick. Less than 10 minutes.
Less than 10 minutes, door to door, get it done.
Or it's free.
Ooh, really. Or not it's really free, and then you eat it all, right? No?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but didn't they start the restaurants? Now they put a sticker on the back, so you can't like steal a fry, right? You're not allowed to do that.
No, I'm not. Sadly, I'm diabetic, so I can't eat any of that stuff. So.
That's got to be frustrating. You're diabetic and you're around unhealthy food. I don't think anyone's ordering healthy food from you.
Yeah, just like nobody's taking plant-based vaccines. Kyrie Irving's a nut job.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Hold on, Eli. Far Out Dave is somewhere in the great state of Ohio. It's kind of a big state. Hello, Far Out Dave.
Hey, guys. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning to you, Far Out Dave.
Hey, is Eli the guy that brought me my McDonald's? Because he did a good job, except he forgot my sauces, man.
What kind of sauce? What's your go-to sauce at McDonald's?
With the chicken nuggets. No, but it's honey, man. Just good old honey, man.
Basic honey. I'm a purist, too, when it comes to the nuggets. I like the honey sauce also. Occasional barbecue. Occasionally, I'll mix in the barbecue.
Or you dip it in some hot sauce and then the honey, and that always is... Or vice versa, honey, and then the hot sauce is pretty awesome.
It's next level, I hear you. Yeah, and if you got your delivery, Far Out Dave, from Eli, he had to get into a plane and deliver. What part of Ohio are you in there, Far Out Dave?
I'm 15 minutes outside of Canton in New Philadelphia, Ohio.
All right. Philly, Ohio. I got you. Hold on a sec. Let's go back to Eli. Eli, who would you like to partner up with on the show? You can play with me, Ben, Eddie, who actually went to Fresno State, Roberto or the Coop da Loop?
I got to go with my fellow dog.
Well, Eddie is a dog. That is correct. All right, hold on a sec.
Fresno State Bulldog, yeah.
He said dog. Far Out Dave, who would you like to partner up with, Far Out Dave?
Let's do it, Ben.
All right, we'll get it done. We're going to get it done. Yes, Coop, what are the categories here for the game? Please, let's set it up. We'll go right back to the game.
All right, gentlemen, this is Maller's Mountain of Money, Randy Rhodes edition. He would have turned 65 yesterday, but he died at 25 years old in a plane crash while touring with Ozzy Osbourne. So the categories are as follows: Crazy Train, I Don't Know, Flying High Again, or Over the Mountain. Eli, you were on first. Which category would you like?
Flying High Again.
All right, Flying High Again. And Dave, you got either Crazy Train, I Don't Know, or Over the Mountain. Over the Mountain, all right.
Over the mountain and through the hills. All right, very good. Everyone stay on hold there, and we will have Maller's Mountain of Money with Eli and Eddie, Far Out Dave, and me, Ben, and we'll get to that for the rest of the hour, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. You can follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Look at that. Nice music, Ben. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. Exceptionally common sense brought to you by Discover. We'll get right to the game as we have a solid matchup. Maller's Mountain of Money, Eli, and Eddie, they are teamed up. And myself and our buddy from the great state of Ohio, Far Out Dave. So let's get right to the game, Koopaloop.
All right, Eli and Eddie are up first. You guys selected Flying High Again. For those of you new to the game, we need the first and last name of the athlete in order to receive points. You're going to have 45 seconds to get through the list. Eli, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, Flying High Again. These athletes have all been known to have drug problems. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
Maybe the greatest golfer of all time. He just got in a car wreck recently.
Tiger Woods.
The playmaker for the Dallas Cowboys, number 88. Wide receiver. Out of the U.
Des Bryant.
Out of the U. Former Cowboys wide receiver. Now on the NFL Network.
Oh, Michael Irvin.
Linebacker for the New York Giants. Maybe one of the greatest defensive players of all time. He broke Joe Theismann's leg.
Don't remember.
New York Mets outfielder in the 80s. He stirred the drink for the Mets. Black guy ended up going to play for the Yankees, the Dodgers. Great hitter.
I don't see color. Next.
Okay, white guy. I'm going to tell you this anyway. Outfielder for the Rangers and
Eddie. That's
wow. Josh Hamilton.
Too late.
Okay, maybe you're of a certain age.
He does not see color. Yeah, I was going to say, Eli sounds young.
Yeah.
Eli likes Lawrence, the guys doing the
Lawrence
coke.
Taylor, yeah. Daryl Strawberry.
He knew Josh Hamilton, though, right away.
He did.
Yeah. 30 points.
He had a 900-foot home run off of my uncle.
Oh, wow. Oh, who's your uncle?
No, his name's Rami, but he it was in high school.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
Moving over to Dave and Ben. Over the Mountain is the category. These athletes are currently on the decline, either well into it or just beginning. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
All right, quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers right now.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, Dodger pitcher, a Cy Young winner. He's a free agent left-hander for the Dodgers.
Kershaw.
All right. Star with Syracuse. He's now on the Lakers. Played with the Knicks and the Nuggets. He's a small forward.
Carmelo Anthony.
Yes. Wizard star was traded to the Rockets. He's on the bench right now.
John Wall.
Yes.
John Wall.
Running back from Alabama. He was traded to the Saints this season from the Texans.
Mark Ingram.
Yes. Longtime Cards defensive back. He joined the Vikings and got hurt this season. In Minnesota.
Patrick Peterson?
Yes. All right. Well, that's good. That's good enough for the lead.
Good for 220 points.
Good job.
Going back over to Eli and Eddie. Eli, would you like Crazy Train or I Don't Know?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
That's perfect for you.
Ah!
yeah, it is.
All right. Well,
how many points do we need, Coop?
You need a lot.
Okay.
You need,
so no chance.
Basically. Yeah. So
that's
this category.
That's a defeatist attitude, Eddie.
Positive.
No chance that he'll get the 100-point question.
Right, stop wasting time.
These athletes are all borderline Hall of Famers. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
Current Falcons quarterback. His nickname's Ice.
Matt Ryan.
Bloody sock pitcher for the Diamondbacks.
Curt Schilling.
Wide receiver for the greatest show on turf with the St. Louis Rams out of NC State. He was part of the Music City Miracle wide receiver for the Tennessee Titans.
I don't know.
Okay. He was a catcher for the Twins for many, many, many years, like the all-time hit leader for Minnesota.
Justin Morneau?
No. He was a catcher. What's the first name?
Gerald Mauer.
Okay. Let's see. Longtime NBA player. He's back with the Warriors. It's like his third stint with the Warriors. Sixth man
Andre
of the year.
Iguodala.
Yes. Denver Broncos linebacker in the 80s. White guy. I don't know what number he was.
I don't know.
I'm trying to give you clues, dude. It doesn't matter if it's the color or not.
I love Angry Eddie.
Eddie.
I enjoy Angry
Look
Eddie.
Look at us, Eddie.
Have you ever heard of Randy Gratishire?
No chance.
I have no clue.
Yeah,
I have
okay.
no clue.
All right, so it didn't matter.
How old are you, Eli?
23.
Yeah, he did get
all the rest, did he not? I don't know, Derek Mason. He didn't get Derek Mason. Yeah,
but he doesn't see color, Eddie.
From NC State. Yeah, so three holes was easy.
I mean, Eli's a young guy.
I was just about to say, Torrey Holt's impressive for being that young, but he just explained why he needed that.
All right.
You got close, but it was 210, and Ben started with 220, so the game's over. But if you want to try
and we're going to run up the score. Come on, let's do it. Far out, Dave.
Dave, you've got Crazy Train. These athletes were all considered a little crazy. 45 seconds, begin.
All right, boxer, he bit a guy's ear off.
Mike Tyson.
Yes, wide receiver for the Bucks. He used the fake vax card.
Oh, that kid from Pittsburgh. Crazy guy. Didn't I just win? But let's go, pass.
Yeah, all right. Pitcher for the Dodgers, starting pitcher. He missed most of the season, though. He was investigated
Trevor.
For...
Trevor, he came from Ohio.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know. I celebrated. I'm walking around the bases.
How about the Bird? A pitcher from the 1970s, 80s for the Tigers, nicknamed the Bird.
Bad. Yeah.
All right. This guy's alleged to have slept with LeBron's mom, according to the internet. You gave up. See, you won far out, Dave, and you gave
terrible.
Up. But that was Mark the Bird Fidrich.
I didn't really. Eli's a cool guy, man. I didn't really, you know. And plus, you know, he probably.
No, you
won
just gave up. You
didn't
want to
embarrass Eli.
You didn't want to run up the score.
Hey, give my ticket to Holler and James. Love
no,
y'all.
No,
Eli, what
no.
Are you
what's
doing?
Wrong with you, far out, Dave?
No, Dave.
Don't get listen. Thank you for playing far out, Dave. Another win for me. That's why we call it Mather's Amount of Money, not anything to do with Eddie. And Eddie got very frustrated there, as you can tell. He knew that the end was near there. And boy, another Fresno guy, though, Eddie.
Angry Eddie. Angry Eddie's funny.
Angry Eddie's great. Isn't Angry Eddie fun? We all
See,
smile
just
at
like,
Angry
just
Eddie.
Like when Angry Ben is more fun.
I don't get angry. I win. I'm a winner. Oh, okay, I win this game. Okay,
I've won this game more than
and,
you.
No, you have not.
Yes,
it's Mather's Mountain of Money, and you
Garcia's
are
Garcia's pile of pesos.
You're on a You're on a long losing streak now, Eddie.
I think I won last week, didn't I?
I am hot to trot. That's what I am right
week,
now. Okay?
What's that?
You did win that.
Yeah, so that
nobody
long
was listening
losing streak
last week.
Of one.
People are listening
wow.
now.
Mallard doesn't exaggerate much at all, does he?
That's
your host.
Eli doesn't see color.
Another win on Mallard's Mountain of Money. Cha-ching!